Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: Collocated or associated words and riddles of antiquity. Chapter 2. Words that clarify, unify, or manifest the foundation of other words. In principle, the exercise of rightly dividing the word of truth for a proper understanding of what applies or does not apply to a person may not seem to fit very well with the idea of gathering texts and with the idea of not losing the global focus that is expressed by God in the Scriptures. Nevertheless, the process of dividing to regroup or the process of dividing into parts to better observe how each section operates or cooperates in a global set is notably commonplace in human beings' life. The very human being, for example, is a being composed of many parts that remain united until one's body, even through a daily and constant process, separates and expels those elements that the body does not want more incorporated into it. From the manufacture of cars or aircraft of high industrial complexity to tasty bread that is made daily, the principle of separation and grouping of parts is used. People separate threads to regroup them into fabrics, and then, to cut them again and group them to make clothes, towels, embroidery, and all the diversity resulting from these activities. In general, in daily life, it also can be seen that many groupings of parts even form entirely new sets of things. A wall, as another example, is also the result of the gathering of several elements or parts, just as a cake is the result of a grouping and processing of various ingredients. Why, then, should not Christians also make efforts to learn appropriate ways to properly handle the written word of truth, the word that instructs about life on earth according to God's will and also on eternal life? Therefore, regarding the Bible Scriptures, the expedient of gathering together portions of them according to God's instruction and purpose may also evidence or grant light to entirely new comprehensions and understandings to readers and those who relate to the writings of the Word of Truth. Although many isolated excerpts of the Scriptures already contain an immeasurable wealth of instructions, there are others that only come to have their significance clarified or evidenced when viewed in conjunction with the teachings of other texts of the same Scriptures. Moreover, a second point to be highlighted about the exercise of gathering distinct parts so that a broader set is reached, perceived, or understood is the aspect of a more consistent support that can be provided by the aggregation of some elements to others. For instance, just as in construction in which iron is added to the concrete to give more stability and resistance to a column, so there are also sentences in the Scriptures that have, among their functions, the purpose of manifesting what provides consistency to other parts of the biblical writings. And yet, as a third point regarding combining of several parts, with the goal of a more integrated and harmonious understanding of the information of each of the portions involved, it can be observed that in the world, there are also many elements of the material life that serve as connecting and fixation tools for other items. Elements without which, many things become fragile or even useless. We can compare the previous paragraph, also as an example, to a situation in which an individual buys the parts of furniture that need to be correctly assembled by him or her and that also depend on a series of items that maintain the several pieces unified. In this case, the intent of this individual to see his or her furniture assembled, and in a manner that it can be used satisfactorily, will be practically unreachable if one does not also use the nails, fittings, or fastening screws as specified by the supplier for the support of the whole set. Without the proper nails, fittings, or fastening screws, the use of the purchased furniture will probably get subjected to uselessness or misuse, as it may, even, present difficulties to keep standing for lack of firmness in the various connections of its parts. Many fastening elements, therefore, although often small, are like pieces that give firmness to the set with which they cooperate. Many fastening elements secure the interlacing of several other pieces to grant, so, consistency which could not be attributed to their grouping if the various parts remained isolated or separated. principle this, that also applies to a wide range of biblical texts regarding other parts of the same scriptures. However, for the purpose of not dispersing ourselves by looking for a terminology for each of the situations mentioned above on the associations of different parts of the scriptures, we would like to propose, ahead, the concentration of this diversity of terminologies around an expression we believe can be used in common for multiple cases. Expression this, found in some versions of the narrative of a text of the Bible's own writings. Thus, the expression we would like to use to refer to the words or sentences of the scriptures that clarify, unify, or cooperate with the understanding of fundamental aspects of other texts of the same scriptures is the combined expression of two words named here as collocated words or collocated sentences, which idea of use was extracted from the sublime statement of the following text translated from a regular Portuguese Bible version. Ecclesiastes 12, 11-12. The words of the wise are like goads, and as well fixed nails are the collocated sentences, or collocated words, given by the unique shepherd. And further, my son, be admonished by these. Of making many books there is no end, and much study is wearisome to the flesh. We believe that it is also advisable to mention here, that although the above quoted text may present distinct words or terms when compared with other translations and biblical versions, it continually exposes, in its various forms, the same primordial idea that the properly selected words, as well as grouped or assembled by appropriate manners, pass to express particular purposes or functionalities similar to those which are attributed to the use of fastening parts or elements. And despite the term collocated or also called aggregated is not always commonly used in some languages, the text above in reference, although expressed differently in several versions, continues to give us a good perception of what we intend to expose under the theme of this present subject. The word collocated, therefore, and to establish a more uniform understanding of it, conveys the thought of 1. To connect or link together, tie, join. 2. To relate, isolated facts, observations, etc., by a general hypothesis. 3. To be or cause to be juxtaposed or grouped in a syntactic relation. Let us, then, note again what the verses 11 and 12, of Ecclesiastes 12, tell us when they are observed from the angle that there are many texts and many words in the world that can lead to weariness and boredom, but that there are also many words available to people that were composed as particular collocated sentences, which, in turn, serve as well-fixed nails. The idea of sentences or words related to nails, as used in the aforementioned text, might cover several aspects. The nails historically could, for instance, refer to the use of dowels to join column with column in constructions, could be stakes that held the tents, could be fixers of walls, roofs, stairs, wheels on the respective axles, they could be pins that are used to climb mountains, steep walls, or steep places, and even more. Continuing with the above examples, climbing or descending a ladder, of which some steps are loose because they have not been secured by a nail, a pin, a bolt, or because some fastening parts have not been adequately attached, can be very dangerous and even cause terrible damages. Similarly, according to the text in reference, these last analogies are also applied to words or sentences. Thus, on the one hand, there are some words and sentences which can be well defined, firm, and well established, to the extent that they serve as support for those who lean on them or for those who follow the instructions they convey. On the other hand, however, there are also other words and sentences in the world that may make it possible that those who rely on them or follow their guidelines get misled to real dangerous and harmful consequences. Also, in many other texts of the scriptures, it can be observed how valuable it is to be firmly established on appropriate words or sentences that express the will of the Eternal Lord, and not in words that lack a firm foundation, exemplified below by a few more verses. Psalms 119, 133. Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. Proverbs 29, 12. If a ruler pays attention to lies, all his servants become wicked. Proverbs 12, 6. The words of the wicked are, lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright will deliver them. Psalms 119, 89. Lamed. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Returning here once more to the text of Ecclesiastes 12, verse 11 and 12, yet another aspect that can be observed is that also the use of many or even endless number of words does not, by itself, represent that in them a person will find a secure place that could be compared to the support of well-fixed nails. The fact that there is a multiplication of books on a particular theme does not cause it to become a well-fixed nail merely because of the enlargement of words about it. On the contrary, the text of Ecclesiastes states that although the production of books may reach unlimited levels, the mere action of studying a lot can be a cause of expressive wearisome to the flesh. The expansion of a subject by the multiplication of words on it does not necessarily improve or enhance the theme, and in many cases, the outcome may even be just a dilution, rambling, or weakening of what someone is trying to expose. Therefore, a crucial point to be observed in the text of Ecclesiastes in reference, and indeed the most crucial aspect of all that it exposes, is the statement that the colligated sentences, to which the verses refer, have a particular reason to be compared to well-fixed nails. And the reason why the colligated sentences are compared to well-fixed nails is only sustainable because the words of the mentioned colligated sentences are given from the only source of true words that are eternally steadfast, namely, the unique shepherd and bishop who is worthy and mighty to offer and supply support on earth and eternity to the souls of human beings. It is through the conversion of the heart to the pastor, bishop, and Lord Jesus Christ that a person, who went astray like a sheep, finds the words that manifest eternal life. And this, for the purpose that one may come to join him who sustains his words like well-fixed nails so that, also in him, an individual may find the eternally secure support and refuge. 1 Peter 2, 25. For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Proverbs 1, 33. But whoever listens to me will dwell safely, and will be secure, without fear of evil. John 6, 63. It is the Spirit who gives life, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are a spirit, and they are life. The colligated words or sentences given by the unique shepherd are words that clarify, unify, and manifest the foundation that sustains all the words of the scriptures, a reason why they have been granted by the Lord to serve as well-fixed nails since he is also the only shepherd able to maintain them unshakable. In the next chapter, then, we are looking to describe and exemplify, by a little more detailed manner, some of the contributions of the colligated words or sentences that are related to the context of a more accurate relationship with the scriptures.